Exodus chapter 33. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, Depart, and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, To your descendants I will give it. And I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Because I will not go up in the midst of you, because you are a stubborn people, lest I consume you along the way. And when the people heard this evil news, they mourned, and no man put his ornaments on. Because the Lord Jehovah had said to Moses, Say to the children of Israel, You are a stubborn people, I will come up into the midst of you in a moment, and consume you. Therefore now take off your ornaments from yourselves, that I may know what to do to you. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle, and pitched it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass, that everyone who sought the Lord Jehovah went out to the tabernacle of the congregation which was outside the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people rose up, and every man stood at his tent door, and watched for Moses, until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended, and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord Jehovah talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he returned into the camp, but his servant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart out of the tabernacle. And Moses said to the Lord Jehovah, See, you said to me, Bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I beg you, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence does not go with me, do not carry us up from here, because how shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight? Is it not in that you go with us? So we shall be separated, I and your people, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord Jehovah said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, because you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. And he said, I beg you, show me your glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord Jehovah before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, But you cannot see my face, because no man shall see me and live. And the Lord Jehovah said, Look, there is a place beside me, and you shall stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a hole of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and you shall see my backside, but my face shall not be seen.